Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's welcome in Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area Warriors play-by-play man. Hey, Bob, the one thing I was thinking about from last night's game, watching what Draymond does for Steph Curry. Can you think of some other, let's say, players in NBA history that have really brought out the best in a teammate in the way Draymond kind of does with Steph?
I think it's a good thing to think about, Matt, and it shows the synergy that you have in basketball. You know, you can have a Montana to Jerry Rice, football combo. Baseball, you're kind of batting for yourself, but maybe a pitcher, catcher have some synergy. You know, I thought that, like, I'm going way back, but like the Chris Paul David West combo, when they were together, they could run this high screen roll and kind of knew each other's moves. And West was a pick and pop guy and loved that elbow jumper. And so, you know, I can think of some point guards and lob people. You think of Stockton and Malone and how they played. But there's a reason that Steve Kerr plays Steph with Draymond, and they rarely are apart because Draymond needs Steph, and Steph needs Draymond. And some of the improvisation last night, you know, okay, the center's going to sag off me because I don't shoot much. I'm just going to set high ball screens for the greatest shooter in the world and make these, you know, wide open three looks and dribble handoffs and stuff. And it's like two great musicians, you know, I guess, or maybe doubles tennis players or something. But,
yeah,
I mean, Steph and Draymond, they're just – they and I think of that 62, the three that Steph, you know, for his career best, he said, hey, I'm running down the court. Draymond has the ball. I'm wondering if he knew where I was. And then, of course, Draymond stops, sets a screen, shovels the ball to him, and Steph gets the open three. And Steph's like, you know what? I should have known. He knew where I was the whole time. Like, and it's just, it's beautiful to watch those guys play together.
Fitz, I tried to find my chill pills before when I found out we're having you on, because you know I love hard. But I think this Warrior team is going to cause problems. And I told the fellas in the first round. So I'm looking way down the road. But Fitz, you're watching every play. You're watching every game. Is there any part of you that's looking at this team like, damn, I can't wait for Wiseman to come back? Because Fitz, I know as great as they can get without him, they won't be their best in whole until the 7-1 rookie is back. Are you thinking much about Wiseman and when he does come back, how impactful he'll be and how greater this Warrior team can get?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm going to admit to a complete, sadness. It is sad for a middle-aged man to be pining after a 19-year-old, center. I miss that guy every day, and I miss him and Looney as well, just because while people geek out and love kind of the small ball and everything, small ball's angel food cake. Maybe a couple times in a month or something, but if someone's like, hey, what's for dessert again? More angel food cake. Like, after a while, you're like, nah, bring on the steak every once in a while. And, you saw Jared Allen and JaVale last night. They're just tall. Like, basketball's still for tall people. So the San Antonio game for Wiseman got me so excited as to what this offense could look like with the three-point shooting, the Steph Draymond that Matt was just talking about, and then Wiseman in the dunker spot. And I know they need to get the mileage on this kid for even next year and the years beyond. So every game he misses, Guru, man, it hurts my heart. I can't wait to see him out there. I'm with you 1,000%.
Love the angel food cake reference, by the way. That was my birthday cake.
Food from cake. Okay, I've had enough angel food cake. That's enough.
Birthdays 8 through 11, Fitz, I asked my mom to make it. And Sue Dibley, rest in peace. She made a mean angel food.
Nice. But, there you go.
Yeah, more of a condiment, starting as a condiment, but now maybe a legitimate side. Juan Toscano-Anderson. How has this guy gone from Castro Valley to Mexico to mainstay?
Well, if you play like even pickup basketball, there's always that kind of glue guy. You know, Steiny can shoot. I mean, you know, if I'm driving, I'm looking for Matt. He's a great shooter. But there's always that guy like, oh, that was a good screen, or that was a nice rebound, or that was a good extra pass, or, you know what, that was a good tough foul when we needed it. Oh, wait, that was good weak side help. He just knows how to play basketball. And so when you put him with Steph and Draymond, there's a toughness, there's an energy. Nothing's ever been given to this guy. He wasn't drafted. He appreciates being in the league. He appreciated being in Santa Cruz. He appreciates being in the Bay and playing for his childhood team that he grew up and loved. Like, it's, you know, we said it last night, man. If Peter Guber's like, I have this Hollywood story, we're going to do this movie about this guy, Juan Toscano-Anderson, no one buys the script. Like, this didn't all happen. Like, come on. And then the kid ends up wearing 95 because he was on 95th Ave and playing for his favorite team that he grew up with. Like, you don't buy any of that. And yet it's all happening. And so his teammates love him. You know, the coaching staff loves him, and the fans love him just because how hard he plays. And fans appreciate energy and toughness and guys that are, you know, really happy for their place and their lot in life. And that's where he fits in with the Warriors.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. Bob, I got to ask you about Curry and the three-point line. When they, you know, when the three-point line came in 79-80, nobody ever dreamed that anyone would ever be able to shoot the ball as accurately from that far out as Steph Curry. I mean, it was just incomprehensible at that time. Where is this going to lead? What will the game look like, Bob, do you think, in 10 years, considering that they've almost doubled the amount of three-point shots in the last 5 years? Where do you think this thing goes from here?
Well, I think you're hitting on something, Matt, that I wrestle with and think about a lot, in that I don't mind if Steph Curry's taking those threes, or Damian Lillard, or Kevin Durant, or whatever. The problem is the proliferation of guys that shouldn't be jacking up threes that are going by the math. You know, okay, if I make one out of three, that's 50% on twos and this and that. But that's not an aesthetically good-looking game of just, let's take 70 threes and, you know, hope we clank them in or whatever, because the games that you don't are just awful to watch. So I'm hoping, you know, and Guru asked about Wiseman, I'm hoping there's that role for a Wiseman, a Joel Embiid, a Giannis, that dunks and layups and inside stuff. We're talking about Juan Toscano-Anderson and all these, you know, the gravity of Steph Curry allows all these back cuts and wide open layups and dunks. I'm hoping the game is a hybrid of great shooting and then also great basketball, because I don't think just passing the ball around the mulberry bush around the three-point line and somebody jacking up a three, I don't find aesthetics that's really great hoops. And I thought the Warriors fell into that a little bit in the Brooklyn game, where when they worked and moved, they got a layup or a foul every time, but they settled for threes, went 9 of 34, and had a clunker game. So it's interesting, like you say, you know, where do you extrapolate it the next 8, 9, 10 years? I don't want 70, 80 threes taken in a game. I don't think that makes sense. But the genius of Steph, yeah, he can shoot from 40 feet or wherever he wants because he's that singular amazing player. But, you know, I'm hoping there's more LeBrons down the thing, and, you know, find a couple steps every now and again. But, you know, I don't want 70, 80 threes a game. I just don't think it's great basketball.
Yeah, I'm with you, Fitz. Let me ask you about these next 9 games, because you look at it, Fitz. I mean, they're not a lot of easy games. I mean, what do you think how impactful these next 9 are for the whole season, per se?
I think they're huge, because when you look at all these games against Eastern teams, and then particularly all these road games, you're knocking off a couple things. Every road game you knock off in the first half of the season is good, because the Warriors will have traveled more air miles than any team in the league for this first half. So you're knocking out all these trips, which is good. And then secondly, you know, this is one where you got to stack up every single win possible because it's going to come down to the last week in the West as to who's in what seed. And if you could be the sixth seed and stay out of that play-in tournament or be the 7-8 seed and only have to win one game, I mean, that's going to be important. And then I'm also looking at the end of this stretch. At Lakers, at Phoenix, at Portland. Uh-oh. You know, like, so you better get your Charlottes and Orlandos and stuff if you can, because that last three-game road trip against all Western teams is a little spicy to finish things off. So that one has me a little bit worried.
Got to make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. When you came on, Bob, we were talking about Draymond's post-game comments as it pertains to the Andre Drummond situation where they can ice him for a month and all the while he has to stay in shape and stay quiet, etc. What do you think about what Draymond said and just the nature of where this is now, where players can kind of force their way out and teams can just ice a guy? What's the fix for this?
Well, you know, this is one of those where I can totally see the player's side and I can totally see the team side. And you got to be a little careful on this one. If you sign a long-term contract and a team pays you a ton of money, then they're, you know, investing a lot in you and you're their asset. So if you want the freedom to choose all your teams and move around and this and that, sign one-year deals. And you have that in football. But I don't think anybody in basketball wants that because they want the security of the money and the long-term situation. Well, if you want the security in the long term, then you got to put your best foot forward for a franchise. So there's the James Harden, Anthony Davis thing. Hey, I want to leave, so I'll put forth less than stellar effort and make sure you make me or allow me to leave. And then there's the Andre Drummond's playing great, and the team just says, you know, we're going to put you on vacation until we make a move. That's not a good look either. Yeah. So I really, you know, I love to have strong opinions and feel like I have the right answer or at least lean in. This one, man, I can see the team side and I can see the player side. And I'm kind of with Draymond in this. This is just a bad look. Like, this isn't good. I don't want people half-stepping like Harden. And I don't want guys 6 weeks before the trade deadline that are fully healthy, you know, being sat on the bench. Like, this isn't good. So, you know, if I'm Adam Silver, I'm probably sitting down with Chris Paul, Michelle Roberts, and saying, you know, what's the best way we do this? Like, clearly the players have rights, and clearly the teams have rights here, and how do we best handle this for our sport?
Yeah, Bob Fitzgerald joining us. One last one, Bob. I'd almost forgotten. You worked with the late, great Pete Franklin, the Kid and the King, and we have a text on the text line that wants to know, do you ever remember, Bob, being part of a show where you flushed Guru?
You know, Pete did all the flushing. You know, the king and the Kid was interesting because it was, you know, someone who had worked all these years in the business and really off the air was like your old grandfather that couldn't have been the sweetest, nicest guy. But then he went on the air and he had this big act. And then me, I'm always just the same kind of pain in the rear end, obnoxious guy on or off the air. So it was easy for me. But, you know, as a younger guy, I'd make fun of Pete being old, and he'd make fun of me being young, and we kind of went back and forth. But he had all the props. I mean, he had the sound effects and the flushes and this, and this. But, you know, the Guru, even as a caller, there was passion and knowledge and insight and opinion. And so, you know, that doesn't surprise me. He's doing what he's doing now. But, of course, I remember Pete flushing people. Some of the times that would get us just laughing out loud. It was just pretty funny.
Hey, Bob, have a good rest of the day. Really appreciate it. And we'll be listening tomorrow when who do we got? Miami is in town. All right.
Yeah, think about that. Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler and Andre Iguodala and Bam Adebayo. Like, yeesh. This will be an interesting one. I'm with Guru, man. Guru just texts me every day, and we'll just be doing Wiseman updates together until he comes
there
to
you
the
go.
Place.
He's going to hate he said that. All right, I'll keep you. I'll make sure that happens.
All right, be good, guys. Always good hearing you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.